Gretchen, come say hi.
What's up?
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
And today we are doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. Spoiler-free?
Of course.
Spoiler-free, of course. I wasn't sure if you were going to say it there for a minute.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to fumble over here. I'm trying to get my earrings on. I'm trying to get my things together. Oh, I'm a hot mess. Hot mess express coming through.
Toot sure, toot. Hot mess. today we're going to go see another horror movie of this year. It's been a mixed bag so far this year. Either something really interesting and unique or something very kind of a letdown. I don't know. So today we are seeing Cuckoo.
I've only seen one review on this, just one, and it was kind of vague, and there was, like, really nothing to it, so I'm not really being moved by any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't read anything, haven't looked into anything. I know that some people had seen this in film festivals and were rating it off of that, which I believe was, like, a year ago. So now it's finally getting a wide release. But again, this could be one of those movies that we enjoy because it is a limited release. It's not getting the big push as a lot of these other horror movies. Like we just saw Trap. That's more of a Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we did see a couple underground indie ones that kind of luckily came to our theater recently, which is like...
Oddity.
Thank you. I'm sitting there. I see the vision of my head of the... wooden doll man, and that's all I could see.
Yeah,
it blanked me
that
out.
That thing terrified the crap out of me, man.
Yeah, this movie is starring Hunter Schafer, which we don't really know. I believe she's on the show Euphoria, so I don't really know her really well. But this is also starring my boy, my man crush, Dan Stevens.
We both love Dan Stevens.
I absolutely adore Dan Stevens. I don't care what he does. I have been a fan for a very long time, and I didn't even watch what most people know him from, which is Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. We've never seen that, so we don't know.
I don't have any desire to watch Downton Abbey,
yeah.
Though.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it does take place in a castle, which you
yes,
adore.
Yes, and that's the only thing that's really driving me to it, and, you know, Dan Stevens, but I don't like those stuffy... ridiculous castle shows and all that.
What I love about Dan Stevens, though, is he takes bizarre films. And he really likes to push himself into weird roles, which I really love. FX's Legion was something I adored. The Guest is a movie I really like, a horror movie, which he has kind of also become known for the horror movies. He's done a bunch now.
Yeah.
Which is great, and he just showed up in a Godzilla movie, which, I mean, the man couldn't stop making me love him. Like, that's all there is. He keeps doing things. It's like, he just takes movies that I seem to want to watch.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt that he, he's got those blue eyes that are captivating.
Okay, just settle down.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself, all right? You're a married man.
We don't know the director, Tillman Singer. I have never seen anything he has done. I believe he's more of a foreign director. We haven't seen any of his lower, like, budget films.
Well, I have a tendency to be drawn to the foreign directors because they seem to know what they're doing when it comes to, like, horror movies a lot of the time.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is his first director, I see that he writes a lot.
Oh, maybe this is his first credit as a director.
He's done one other movie called Luz in 2018. I have not heard of this film. That's it with that. But I think the movie's title is interesting to me. Because I think it opens up the door for what, like, the possibility of the movie could be about. And I kind of like it because it could be a play on words.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling. Like, I'm reading too much into this, I think. So I think I have a feeling of what this movie is going to be.
Okay.
But I don't know. For once, I want to be right. because you're always right when you come up with these synopses of, like, you know, what you think the movie will be, even though, like, the trailer's kind of vague. You always seem to be right, dead on balls accurate with your, you know, what you think the movie is going to be. So I want to be right this time. I'm not going to tell you my theory.
Okay, well, I was going to say what I like about the double meaning of the word. Obviously, cuckoo, you think nuts. Mm-hmm. Most people go to that first. But cuckoo is also a bird that is very heavily in mythology and religion in different forms. I mean, multiple religions and beliefs systems have the cuckoo bird in their, like, mythologies. Like, I believe it's Greek. I think it is attached to the goddess Hera. Is it Hera?
Hera.
Mm-hmm. Hera, which is the goddess of, I believe, marriage. I think it's in Japan. It's attached to their like a god. Actually in Japan, I think it's a symbol. It's like a symbolic to, I believe, unaccepted love. I believe that's what it is. And in India, I think it's also attached to their god is loneliness, I believe, or despair. And I think in Europe, it's even spring, which is like Easter for us, which with the rabbit and the Easter egg, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
But they have the cuckoo bird. Now, one of the things that I really think is interesting, it might be the most reason that this could be a double word, you know, like a secret word play for what the movie's about, is that the species of bird, there is a really strange subspecies of this bird that is parasitic, you know. Mm-hmm. Or is that a word? Did I just make parasitic up?
No, parasitic is a word.
Okay, good. Parasitic in the sense that it will actually lay eggs in other birds' nests and make them raise their offspring.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's like, I think they call it a brood parasite. I don't know. I think that's right. I'm not the smartest, you know.
I'm just going to leave my kids here. You can take care of them for me.
It's a really creepy thing. And I have a feeling this movie is going to be about something like that.
Interesting. All right.
I think it's going to be a family scenario type of situation. And there's a line in the trailer that I remember seeing. I think we've only seen one trailer.
Yeah.
Where Dan Stevens basically talks about family.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like a crazy doctor of some sort. I don't really know, but I think I might be right in that sense, that this is some kind of, like, parasitic relationship, and this person that we're following might be the person who's put into that scenario.
All right.
And, you know, probably in the sense that they think they're crazy. This is me just spitballing what I thought
like
this movie
it.
Might be about.
I like it. I do like it. That sounds good. It sounds good. And I think you might be right, but whatever.
Okay.
So
this is what I got from
usual.
It. And I thought, I like when I see a trailer and I go, oh, I bet this is going to be some interesting, you know, double meaning, a little bit of symbolic stuff, which I actually really love. I love watching a movie, picking up every little shot, what this means here, what that means there. So I'm kind of excited to see this.
Yeah, me too. I really don't have any expectations as far as score because I just, I don't really have any expectations, to be honest with you. I'm going in completely.
Yeah, this is one of those ones I'm going in and I'm hoping six.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a six at least. Yeah.
At least something interesting. Show me something I haven't seen before. You know, give me some clever edits, some good shots.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a score.
Good acting. Good use of, I'm sure there's going to be good acting.
Yeah. Maybe the good use of quiet with the scares. That's what I kind of love. So I'm kind of hoping for that. All right, you want to go check this out?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go check it out. If I were you, I wouldn't want to get hurt even more.
Why did you bring us here?
Your family belongs here.
That's a fucking weird way to put it.
You told the police that you were chased by a woman.
They think I'm crazy.
Nature is quite remarkable.
Oh, it feels so good.
We have to go.
Some species need our help.
I'm giving
you the chance to be of great use in our quest for preservation. Consider yourself lucky.
We're back. We saw a movie. I love saying that. I love saying we saw a movie.
Yeah.
We already started by telling you what the movie is. So it doesn't really matter if we saw a movie. You know what we did? We're back.
And we're back.
We saw the movie. Joe, I think I liked this movie. And I don't know if you did. How do you feel?
Okay. Well, I kind of feel a little stupid. I feel stupid. I think I'm supposed to understand this film, but I don't. I really don't understand anything about this film. I'm very confused. I'm a very confused girl right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really unique thing in movies these days. Movies that don't really want to hold your hand.
And I get that. But I really don't have much to say because I really need a lot of explanation. If you understand this 100%, which I'm sure you do because you're much smarter than me.
Oh, stop. Not at all.
I need some help. I need you to hold my hand through this one because the only thing that I can tell you that with 100% certainty is that the main actress was really good in this. But otherwise, I just don't understand what I watched. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, you want to get some other things out of the way that are also positives. Directing is pretty damn cool.
This is beautifully filmed.
Yeah, this is some great cinematography, some really clever shots, some interesting editing.
Yeah.
A very unique looking film.
Yeah, it was very unique in the way that some of it had different tones. Like, it was weird because the fashion choices in this movie were odd. Like, I noticed everybody's shoes and stuff. I noticed that our main girl was wearing old school Reeboks. That's number one. And then number two, another girl that was in this was dressed like she was straight out of the 80s. But there were cell phones and technology, so it was weird. It was definitely not set in the 80s.
Well, we're also in a place where I think purposely time is standing still. We're in a small area in Germany.
Yeah.
And in the middle of nowhere, this gorgeous countryside that has like a hotel villa situation.
Right.
And it might as well be cut off from civilization altogether, which I think purposely done. So everybody feels a little like outside of time or timeless or maybe backwards. And I think that might go with the theme of the movie.
I mean, if isolation is what they were going for, they definitely accomplished that. I myself.
Or confusion.
Feel isolated and confused.
Yeah, so. Which I think the movie does a lot. They actually play with your, what's the word I'm going to use here? They're even playing with your patience in a way because the movie does a trick where it constantly rewinds in certain scenes and it does it to a point of frustration. Like it's infuriating you on purpose. And I think it's to make you feel what the disorientation that is happening is supposed to make you feel. And it does a really, really good job at it. It is hard to watch in that sense, but I think it's supposed to happen. I feel like that's one of the clever bits in the movie. Although, yes, I found myself also being irritated by it, which it's like to the movie's strength and its weakness. You know, it's kind of like working against it almost. And I think that confusion and that lack of a cohesive narrative works against the film and kind of bogs it down. But it's one of these movies that when you go home and you think about it for a couple of days, I think that the movie is going to expand about what's going on and what it's about, really.
Okay, well, after talking to you off pod, I think
that's the problem with doing this.
I need a little bit more from you, because you always understand these kind of things, and me, I just feel like a dummy because I feel like I should understand it, but I don't. But I will tell you that one of the cons that I had with this film outside of just basic understanding of it was the sound. The sound editing, the sound effects. Like there was...
You thought it was poor?
It was a lot of... There's a lot of screeching and like...
That's we have thunder. A nice thunderstorm going right now.
Florida. Yeah. Like there's a lot of screeching sounds and strange things that kind of made you think about what was happening in the scene, but only just added more confusion to the situation for me.
Again, what I was talking about, the infuriating feeling of like being completely disoriented, like, you know, just completely being smacked with something very, very unsettling.
Yeah.
And odd and also infuriating, which is what is supposed to be happening. So I would personally give the sound people a lot of credit because they worked really well with editing and directing and they all kind of made a cohesion of what the hell this door, you know, this crazy thing that is happening is making you feel. So I would give it yes, I think that's why I said a positive and a negative, because it's doing it on purpose. It's doing it for the story. It's trying to let you know this is the oddity here. And it is doing it very well, but it works against the movie. It almost pushing the viewer into an infuriating spot. And I think while, like I'm saying, that's why it's a really confusing thing, because it's a push and a pull. And I usually, when you push your audience, you kind of disassociate yourself with the audience. And it's a confusing thing. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? And I think that making your audience kind of like pushed out feels like maybe a con, but I completely understand why they're doing it. And in the overall scheme of it, I look at it now and I'm like, it's probably awesome that they did it, only because they want you to know what these people are going through when it's happening. And it's like, it is harsh.
Well,
it's very crazy.
I understand, you know, to an extent, that you're trying to create a little confusion for the viewer, but give us a little something and help us out after, you know, just a little bit. Like, it just kept adding more on top and on top and on top. And I thought, like, okay, at some point we're going to get an answer to all this. And then when the answer did come, I'm even more baffled than when I started.
See, yeah, this is a big problem with movies. And I think with why I actually love horror movies, I'm not the one that runs to the, and this is why we constantly have on our Talking Trash show the discussion of me trying to understand why people like giallo or something like that, is because I'm not into this straightforward slasher. I'm not, mm-hmm. I find it fine. There's a place for it and I get it. But when I want to go see a movie, I want to have my mind bent. Mm-hmm. I want to come out going, wow, what was that? That was creative. I saw something new. I have something to think about. It's more about the feeling or the way that it moves or touches me in movies that I love. Mm-hmm. And in horror, one of the things that I love about it so much is that it does all of that. It really plays with what I think about society, what I think about things going on, how do you look outside of the norm? And I love when they do that, like psychological horror, stuff like that. I like that stuff way more. I want to think. Mm-hmm. And I get why people don't. I get why people want to go to the theater and just kind of shut off from reality.
Well, I do agree with you. I also want to be mentally, like, stimulated. I want to be able to watch a movie that makes me think and makes me go, oh, wow, you know? And also kind of being a little terrified.
Yeah.
A little weirded out, a little creep, you know, creep factor.
I think this movie does that.
It does.
Because I think that it's hard to talk about this movie without being spoilerific, mm-hmm. because there's like things I want to say. And I think I can probably say things because the reason I brought all that up is I do feel like this movie is doing that thing that is stimulating me. You know, my brain feels like I just went through a really weird ride that is very surreal and unique. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that part of my brain that's like, hey, something new happened. I just saw new things I've never seen before. That part of my brain is like, how can I not like this? Because mm-hmm. it is so different and unique. And so, of course, my brain is like peaked right now. Mm-hmm. The interest is up, you know, and that's why I know while we talk about this off, you know, and do a little maybe my thought process of what this movie is, I think that that will be even more of a plus. Now, if I had to talk about a negative, and I think this is, I think you can agree with me if I can guess your side of it. One of the things that is a negative is that there is lots of story going on here. There is multiple storylines. There is the overall big narrative.
Yeah, we have that. And then we have subtle, smaller ones going on in there too, where it's adding too much to the whole entire, like, full picture.
Well, I think that it all plays into the theme of what the movie's talking about. I think that this movie does actually have a huge message. At least this is what I believe. Again, this is one of those movies where I come out and I go, I think the director is talking about this, and the writer. Am I sure? No, because you're never really sure what the intent is. It's really what you got out of it. And the way I read the overall scheme, everything kind of plays toward that narrative of what I think this movie's about. But when you have multiple things going on, you have the crazy horror aspect, you have the psychological possibility aspect, you have family dynamic stuff, and you also have a girl's, like, watching a girl go through, like, an experience that has changed her, and it's her emotional, you know, a coming of age kind of emotional journey of, you know, all that kind of stuff is on top of it with her psychological profiling. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, so much of that smashing,
yep,
that you feel like you don't know where we're going. And when you actually go to the ending, even though I think it really is a metaphorical movie with symbolism and all that kind of stuff, and talking about something maybe more in scope, the movie's actual story is telling you one thing that is very straightforward. It is not lying to you, and that's the crazy aspect of it. Mm. Now, I could not stop thinking, I don't think this is a spoiler, but I feel like all I could think about during this movie was that this feels like a Batman villain's origin story.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like a crazy superhero origin story fighting a villain type of thing. Like, if you told me that, if you switched some of the characters out and put in, like, Batman, and there's this crazy story going on with, like, science and all that weird and possibilities of monsters, maybe, then you would be like, what? I mean, this might be the coolest monster origin story I've ever watched. I'm like, what is this? This feels like a comic book.
Everything relates back to comic books and Batman with you.
Well, I only use Batman, but this could be any kind of, you know, larger than life serial or story of, like, the creation of a monster, kind of like a universal horror movie.
Hmm.
You know, like the classic horror icons like Frankenstein and Wolfman and all that. There is something here that is so weird and creepy and bizarre that I was like, I can't unsee this as, like, the possibility of a good comic book character being written. Like, that's all I kept seeing in my head. But I do think at the end of this movie, what is really happening is more of a definite conversation piece and them making kind of a statement about something. And I really appreciate it. I will say that, like, a casual person going in, watching this movie, a casual horror fan that's like the slasher and all that kind of stuff, this might be way too heavy, like, of a weird thing where you're seeing these things happen and you're kind of like, what? Are you being serious? Like, this is what's happening? I can see this being something that would piss people off.
I'm not pissed off, but I am not a casual horror fan. I like all different types of horror. I'm not pissed off. I had an enjoyable movie watching experience because I was so anxious to see how they were going to explain this to me. But I am a little taken aback by this film, and I really want to talk to you off pod so we can get some answers here, because I have a lot of questions.
I think what's really interesting is I think that even a person who might listen to our show and question, why do we hate certain things and why do we not like certain things, and why do we like certain things? I mean, and I can't help but already this year talk about some of the horror movies we've seen that I have kind of underwritten. Long Legs being number one for me, being underwritten to me, like, people love it. And I was very hard on it. And after thinking about it, because I constantly need to point out, this is our instant afterthoughts. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard one to, make a cohesive conversation of what we were thinking, because it's more scatterbrain thoughts directly out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard sometimes. A lot of critics online and YouTube and stuff like that, you see them write scripts and they read off those scripts. And it's much easier when they're able to write a nice review to read or thoughts.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't do that. So after thinking about it a little bit, Long Legs might not have been as bad as I was angry after seeing it. And I think I have good reason for it, because that movie looked great and it feels great, but then overall I feel disappointed. And so when I came out of that, I gave it more of a harder aspect because I was more infuriated with it, because it was like a good sandwich that just, when you bit into it, you were like, oh, there's nothing in here, but air, hot air comes out. And a movie like this, I appreciated it a little more because we're getting a story with a finalized ending. Although I will say that this movie, one of the negatives is that a couple characters are never fully explained or ended.
Right.
And that is a little strange. I don't know why they chose to do that. And that might add to that frustration. But
so what's your final score?
I know I'm ranting too much, but I just wanted to connect it to what, like, me talking about Long Legs or Trap or something like that. Whereas I didn't come out, I feel like the story here is more of a good narrative with a good ending and a wrap up and something to talk about for 2 days, where I feel like a movie like Long Legs, when I came out, I was like, there's nothing really to talk about. It just looked good. There's no, what does this mean? You see those videos when you go online and go, the ending of this movie explained. I'm like, what is it being explained? It told you. But then again, this is a universe where people didn't get the Lost ending. So I mean, it literally tells you, Some movies just tell you, but you still see people going, hey, if you didn't know what the ending of Godzilla versus Kong meant,
Yeah,
it's so strange. But this is definitely one that that video needs to be made. Like, this is what that ending means. Like, what do you think this movie means?
I need to see other people talking about this movie.
And I feel like that is something more interesting and worthy of our time than a movie like Long Legs. I don't know if any of that made sense, my long rant.
Well, you still haven't given me your score.
Well, that's why I was leading up to my scoring here. Right now, after seeing the movie, I want to say a 6, but I feel like I'm going toward a 7, and so I'm right in the middle there.
Well, you did say that you really enjoyed this film.
My instant thought was, this is a 6, but as I think about this more and I talk about this more, I feel like this is going to be one of those movies that's going to grow into a kind of a culty classic for me.
Okay.
I feel like this is so odd and so different.
Yeah, but you haven't even really talked about it, because we have to talk about this off pod.
But that's
we
what I'm saying.
So, all right.
Isn't that more interesting? This is something, and we're heading toward our 100th episode of Before and After, where I want to discuss that more about what we do on here and maybe what we can change and add on. And this is one of those times that makes sense about why we might need to talk about spoilers, but we're not going to do it because you say spoiler free.
No, we don't.
So, that's what I'm talking about. So, in that sense, instant theater, outside of the theater, I was thinking it's a strong six. And I know after a few days of gelling into this, I might enjoy this even more. So, I don't know. I'm going to end here with a six. A heavy six. I'm feeling like I'm leaning toward a seven.
Okay.
And you?
No, I can't give a rating on this because I need to talk to you.
No, you need to give a rating. This is our instant thoughts.
I can't give a rating on something I don't understand.
How do you feel right now? What is your score in bewildered. Your feeling? Yeah, so what is that score?
It's a... Okay, so if I just go by, you know, the way the movie looks and the acting, the feel of the movie, because that's all
coming
I got.
Out, like you said you weren't infuriated.
No, I would say it's a mediocre film right now.
You would think five?
Yes, because I need some explanation on the film. Like, if I don't understand the plot, I can't give it a full review. I can't. So I need some answers, which you're going to give to me right now.
We didn't even talk about our before conversation. So you said you knew what was going to be in this movie.
Oh, forget it. 100% wrong.
Well, what do you think about what I said?
I could slap you right now because I know that you had it dead on balls accurate. like usual.
You didn't you say always I was. Do. I thought you were going to bring it up. I thought you were going to be like,
to bring it up.
Congratulations.
No, I'm not going to say congratulations. I'll give you a smooch after we get done with this, but I'm not saying congratulations because it makes me physically irate because you're always right about these things. You know?
It's not that I'm right because never in a million years guess. I had a theory about something else, which I didn't say. I just said what I think definitely is the name is going to be very important. And I think it's not going to be, you know, nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And although it could be, you know, it still could be. I definitely thought this is definitely going to be a play on what this means or what it's about. And I was correct in that sense. But I never in a million years could have guessed what this movie was actually going to play out as.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I thought that the main girl was going to have like a identity in, you know, the movie Identity, where she had multiple personalities. That's what I thought was going to happen. They were going to say that this... Well,
don't spoil that because just the possibility.
Okay, well, that's it. I'm done. All right, let's go talk
so
about
So you're going to end with a five.
Right now I am, yeah.
And I'm very surprised. When this episode, thought you would at least said, you know, I'm always enjoying myself in there. But that means you were just kind of like...
No, I don't understand this movie. I want to talk about it. I'm going based on the feel of the movie and the acting. That's what I'm going on right now. That's it. That's all I got.
I know. As we talk about it, and as maybe I watch other people, I, you know, also discuss their feelings about the movie and maybe hear anything more about the movie, I might be giving it a seven.
Okay.
So.
Well, go on Instagram because it seems like a lot of people have seen this. Let's see.
There's no reason to go into that right now. But
no, I'm just saying.
All right. So that is our instant thoughts about Coming Out of Cuckoo. Would you suggest this to other people? Would you say see it?
Yes, I would, because I would love to sit and have a beer and talk to someone about this movie.
And this is the kind of movie that we started this podcast because we used to. I always talk about the story about we saw the movie Mother. And one of my favorite moments about me and Joe is that Joe was ready to walk out of the theater. She was so frustrated. She was so mad about the movie. And I said, no. And you leaned over and said, you understand this? And I said, yes, this and this. And then you went, huh. And you sat back down and you watched the movie through that lens. And we went to a bar afterwards and just sat there and talked about it for about 45 minutes straight about the movie. And that's why I said we need the podcast on this, because this is what I love doing. I love having instant thoughts about the movie. And we're still not exactly doing it because we're not explaining maybe what we think the movie's about, which I might have tried to do it in our Violent Nature episode where I tried to explain my thoughts on the movie. It's interesting, and I think it's a fun time, and that's why I want to do this. So thank you so much for doing this with me. And I say check this out. I think people, especially in the horror community, can find something very, very unique and interesting here. So go check it out. I suggest it. And thank you for listening. And as always, hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit and tell us what you think. I would love to hear your opinions on this movie. Thanks again for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
How was your journey?
Very pleasant. Thank you.